Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. It's Juneteenth, and in Ellsworth, the annual commemoration is happening this afternoon at Knowlton Park. Organizers of the event use a 2022 statement from the White House to briefly explain the history of Juneteenth. Quote, "After the Union Army captured New Orleans in 1862, slave owners in Confederate states migrated to Texas with more than 150,000 enslaved black persons. For 3 years, even after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, enslaved black Americans in Texas remained in brutal bondage, immorally and illegally deprived of their freedom and basic dignity. On June 19, 1865, over 2 years after President Lincoln declared all enslaved persons free, Major General Gordon Granger and the Union Army troops marched to Galveston, Texas to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation and free the last enslaved black Americans in Texas," end quote. Next to that statement on the website for today's event is a graphic with a raised fist and the words, "Juneteenth, free-ish since 1865. Here's more from one of the organizers.
All right, my name is Jacques Newell Taylor, and I am one of the people who is helping to organize the Juneteenth commemoration. It's truly a massive, massive team effort. I just happen to be one of the people who are involved in doing this. We will be at Knowlton Park in Ellsworth, and the idea is to get people from all around, as far away as Bangor, MDI, further points south and north, to come together in the park for this commemoration. It's very uplifting, very inviting, for very family friendly, amazing food, some amazing speakers and artists, and the best thing is that for all this, it's completely free, delicious food, completely free. There's entertainment. The speakers, I wouldn't say that our speakers are known people, but I promise you they are dynamic and engaging. The idea is we wanted to have people from both from the black community and also the indigenous community, because we recognize this amazing synergy between the struggle of our people to find a place in this new world that we were forced into, for want of a better way of describing it. So we have some indigenous musicians, some black musicians, some indigenous speakers, some black speakers, and it's really a very powerful mix, and our theme is shoulder to shoulder. This is absolutely a family-friendly thing. We want the whole family there. There's a splash pad to keep people cool. We'll have water to help keep people cool and tents. If you have an animal, and you know that your animal is great around crowds and can sit and, you know, behave, that's great. Bring them. But if you got one of those dogs who doesn't like crowds, you know what to do. Leave them at home. And it's going to be a very hot day. If you go to JuneteenthDownEast.org, that's JuneteenthDownEast.org. It'll give you all the information, time, where to park, the fact that it's free again. There will be activities for kids and plenty of engaging things for adults. There is something about this event that people talk about it, and they feed off the energy that is generated here for an entire year. It has given rise to many other events, like something called that we call the Weekend on Water, where we are encouraging BIPOC folks to get out and fish and sail and canoe and kayak, and we provide all the equipment and we provide the instruction and the guidance. And we've even found BIPOC people to lead it. It's just really a very special thing. And it's all come out of the energy and the knowledge that comes out of this Juneteenth commemoration.
That was Jacques Newell Taylor, one of the organizers of this afternoon's event. WERU will be broadcasting live from the Juneteenth event at Knowlton Park this afternoon. That's in Ellsworth from 3 to 7 o'clock today. For those of you who can't attend in person, you'll be able to listen to WERU either on your radio or on the live stream or on our app. The website, again, for more information about the event and about the work that they're doing year-round is JuneteenthDownEast.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.